Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is what happens, Lee, when a country stops doing math.
Yeah.
Right? I had a laugh yesterday watching AOC.
Oh, God,
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, yeah. The crazy ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
On television. Because Rachel Maddow's there, and man, she's just sitting there like, this makes so much sense. Oh, we don't need to do $2 trillion. We need $10 trillion. I mean, well, this is, we're like a punchline.
Well, then why stop there?
Let's make it 20. Let's do 20.
No, Tara.
No.
Let's go big or go home.
Big.
Let's make it 100 trillion.
Okay.
Make it $100 trillion.
Yeah.
Dollars.
So let's five whole U.S. economies.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Sure. Why not? Because we can't afford 10. Let's just make it 100.
You know what else? There's so many things about this I don't understand. Okay. Their big thing that the left wants is to do healthcare, right?
Yeah.
The only hope they have of doing healthcare is going to cost, according to the Biden campaign during the primary, $4 trillion a year, $40 trillion a decade, or two entire U.S. economies, right?
Right.
And during the primary, Biden was honest about it. It was weird because he was trying to hit back on people on his left flank who
right.
wanted to spend even more money. And he said, look, we can't do that. And we can't afford to, we can't pay $4 trillion a year for healthcare, right? Well, any chance they had of having that, they're going to have to borrow the money. They are just eating up their debt capacity to the extent we even have any left on just silly, silly things. I mean, only 5% of this goes for bridges and roads. $2 trillion packages. As Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House, pointed out, there is more money in subsidies for electric cars than for roads and bridges combined in this thing. There's charging stations. There's silly stuff. You're not going to be able to run electric cars if you're not using at least natural gas in the grid. There's not going to be enough electricity to power the car. Nobody cares on the left. They don't. They're like a death cult. I think Tucker Carlson got that right. I mean, they are terrified of global warming and they're doing things that don't mathematically make sense. But going back to $10 trillion, I mean, how? Just to give you some idea, okay, all of these taxes that we're talking about right now, 28% corporate tax rate, okay? That would give us a corporate tax rate 4 percentage points higher than communist China's. So at that point, we now have an incentive by the U.S. government for you to move manufacturing to China. Even if you don't want to, you're going to have to because the margins are so thin in that business because of the international competition and how cheap the labor is, right? So you had a tax break for moving to China because that's what that is. And they're going to people who are good Americans are going to have to either move their manufacturing to China or they're going to go under at this point, right? So if we go to 28%, okay? Just understand this. At 28% corporate tax rate, the highest on earth among industrialized countries, that's what's in this infrastructure bill to pay for it, it will still take us 15 years at that rate to pay off the infrastructure bill. Just the $2.25 trillion bill. Not the one we just passed, not the one from December. The current tax rates only pay off just this one bill, not the one they're planning to do this summer. That's $3 trillion more, okay? So we have to go to the highest corporate tax rate on earth and accept that we are not going to have manufacturing. We're not going to have corporate headquarters. We can give up all that just to pay for the $2.25 trillion, okay? So my question is, how are you going to do $10 trillion? Mm-hmm. I mean, if we already have to go, this is just basic math. I mean, back of the envelope. If we already have to go to the highest corporate tax rate on earth by 4 full points, by the way, over China, the world average, by the way, is 21%. We'll be at 28. Because after Trump lowered the taxes, they lowered them. So, I mean, if it's going to take us 15 years just to pay off the infrastructure bill at 15 years at the highest corporate tax rates on earth, how are they going to do the rest of this? I mean, they haven't even gotten to healthcare yet. I literally don't understand. I don't get the math. I wish somebody would explain to me. Just explain to me how you think you're going to do it, because we're already seeing inflation.
It's not sustainable, Tara. There's a word they love to use. It's not sustainable.
Okay. I mean, just for the record, $10 trillion bucks. And she, by the way, this is what she wants on just this one bill, understand. She's not talking about $10 trillion total. In news, but she's just saying this one bill should be that. They haven't, that doesn't even count the next bill, which is already supposed to be $3 trillion. That's half a U.S. economy. We already owe a U.S. economy and a half. So, I mean, I'm just, you can't do it with taxes.
Well, I would love for someone to say, Representative, would you please show us either your plan or the economic study that has been done to determine that $10 trillion figure?
And give us, this is the important part, they don't ask, how will we pay for
right,
that?
Exactly.
So, I mean, if we're going to go to the highest corporate tax rate on earth just to pay for this current stimulus bill, 28%, a full 4 points higher than China, and a full 7 points higher than the average in industrialized nations. If we're going to do that, is the plan to pay for the next one to go to, what, 35, 40, 50? Is that the plan?
Well,
because like, if not, the plan is to print. And there's only two ways on earth to do that. So what I don't understand a plan. No. I don't get it. And hold on, one more thing. I laid this out in Battleground podcast yesterday. The only reason we can print and the UK can't and Venezuela can't, they end up eating zoo animals when they try it and get 600% inflation. The only reason we can print is we have the reserve currency. When China's economy passes ours, we won't have that anymore. So we're not going to even be able to print to pay this off. So printing is kind of an option. We're only going to have the reserve currency, another 5 to 7 years tops at this rate. So, and then China's economy will pass us. We're already seeing foreign investment pour into China. By the way, China has never had more foreign investment than us ever in recorded U.S. human history until this past year. When you get more foreign investment, the shift from us having the reserve currency to them begins. And that means you can't print. So I just want to know the answer to this question. From anybody, even the Republican leadership won't touch it. They'll complain about this is too much money. We shouldn't be printing, but okay, but it's not, we shouldn't. Can we? How can we? How?
Well, maybe that's why they want to defund the police, because they think that's where all the money's going. Or
to the police.
Let's cripple the Pentagon once again, stop all the procurements of, new fighters, bombers, and aircraft carriers and submarines, and we'll just do away with all that. And
We're going to have to.
Then we'll ground NASA and forget about the moon mission and the mission to Mars. And then, of course, we'll have saved probably, maybe $1 or $2 trillion there.
Exactly.
Which is nowhere near enough to do anything.
I mean, I hate to say this, and I laid the math out in the Battleground podcast. I've done two of them the last 2 weeks. You can't pay back. We can't pay back what we owe.
Right. Already.
At any tax rate. 100% tax rate. We can't pay back what we owe. Already. So how's that work out long term? Just curious. I mean, so we're beyond, I guess people don't even understand this, we're beyond the usual right versus left, taxes lead to less jobs and prosperity. We are way beyond that.
Well, honestly, most, most politicians, pundits, I mean, even the physical hawks and conservatives have said, you know what, we're so beyond, we're not even going to talk to you anymore about the, you know, the national debt or the trade imbalance. I mean, it's immaterial at this point.
I think you're right, because
they're not even making that argument, and they'll openly admit it. I've heard several of them say it. It's like, there's no point in even talking about this anymore. Number one, the American people aren't listening. The Democrat Party has no concern whatsoever, and as long as Democrats are in control, the national media has not even going to look at the issue, let alone what is looming in our economic future, which you have pointed out brilliantly on several occasions and do so in the podcast on a regular basis. They're not even looking at this. So even the ones who used to be, you know, hey, look how much we're wasting in the federal budget this year, and you look at all this pork barrel spending. Nah, there's no point. What's the point?
Do you think it's because we've run up a near $30 trillion debt and nothing happened?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, I do. That
and
has
so
a lot to
like,
do with it. You know, and Donald Trump is just as much to blame for this anybody. Now, now, granted, the pandemic forced him into this situation. I don't think he had any choice whatsoever on some of it. But let's face it. I mean, as far as fiscal policy, Trump was nowhere near as conservative as I wish he had been. But then I don't think there's anybody that's going to be as fiscally conservative as we need to be to get us to survive this, let alone get out of it.
For some context, Rich Lowry points out in New York Post yesterday, you know, we spent $4.4 trillion total in 2019. Total. Just to show you the acceleration of where we're going. That was outrageous because we had to borrow half of it. But, I mean, we're talking about $2 trillion December, another $2 trillion like, what, 2 weeks ago when that passed. Now we're talking about $2.25 trillion here. That's six. And that's less than a year. That's on top of the $4 trillion that we will spend for the federal budget each year. If you're still counting, that's 10.
Well,
so, I mean, we're less than a calendar year, and we only spent 4.4 in 2019. I mean, it's the acceleration that it's not the fact that it's Biden now, not Trump. I mean, you and I talked about this under Trump, too, that we couldn't do this.
Absolutely.
But it's accelerating.
Well, Tara, the water's over the dam, the milk has been spilled, and the horse has already left the barn.
I guess.
That's it. It's done.
I guess. So, I mean, I guess we'll just find out what happens. I can't imagine it's going to be good, though. But it scares me when AOC's out there and Rachel Maddow's just nodding her head, you know, like, yeah, let's spend more. Okay, like, where do we stop? What's the limit? Can't pay that back. It's impossible. And eventually, I mean, you think somebody's going to want us to pay him back, right? Maybe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Henry McMaster on a tear. I'm surprised by this. He almost never takes a firm stance on anything, our governor, in case you don't know who he is, since you don't hear from him much. Yep, Henry McMaster, our governor. I don't know what he was on when he wrote this. A little vim, a little vigor, maybe a little Coca-Cola. Most unequivocal statement I've ever heard from him, and he's an equivocator. Vaccine passports have no place in South Carolina, he says. The very idea is un-American to its core. He also tweeted this: President Biden and the Democrats want to force Americans to present a vaccine passport upon demand. Yet they oppose presenting an ID to cast a vote. Vaccine passports will have no place in South Carolina. The idea is un-American to its core. So good. That's good. That's the kind of thing a governor can do when he wakes up, looks around, and realizes what's going on in his country. Speaking of which, this is not the kind of thing waterways that I normally get all exercised about. Have you seen what the governor of Alaska just did? This kind of thing gives me chills now. It's very exciting. Yeah, Governor Alaska just told the feds to get the heck out of Alaskan waterways, the Interior Department, that he is reasserting state sovereignty for the first time in 62 years. Just gave a speech on it. It was awesome. Absolutely, totally, and completely awesome. Yeah. And he also told the feds they will not be ticketing anybody anymore on Alaskan waterways, that there will be no more federal permits for use of Alaskan waterways, and that you were to get a state permit now. He also says he expects to be sued. Good. Yeah, they have no right to. They don't have any right to regulate any of this stuff. They usurped it. Take it back. And I think this is a great place to start. His name's Mike Dunleavy, the governor. He said, quote, at the press conference on Friday, we're now at the point where we will be physically exerting our sovereignty, he said, about Alaskan sovereignty. He says the state is now the sole manager of 800,000 miles of river. And the feds can butt the heck out, which is good. They have no right to manage that. Doesn't fall under anything. Doesn't fall under trade. There's no constitutional right for them to do that. That's usurpation of states' rights. Natural Resources Commissioner, this is of Alaska, Corey Fish, says the state will have information on its website to show which rivers the state is now managing, since the feds will not be managing them anymore. Quote, as of today, the state is informing the Departments of the Interior and Agriculture that by the way, both those departments are completely unconstitutional. Federal government has no right to manage any of that. Quote, as of today, the state is informing the Departments of the Interior and Agriculture that Alaska is managing the navigable waters and submerged lands in federal conservation units statewide. So this is awesome. So they're even saying, hey, look, federal land. Federal land is state land. Not supposed to have that anyway. So we'll be managing it now. The Natural Resources Commissioner for the state also said the state will be converting individual federal permits for building on the waterways, which would include docks and things people want to do, and commercial use of the waterways to state permits, and that you will no longer need a federal permit. Awesome. And that the state will issue state permits for all federal agency construction on submerged land. This is how we start. Nullified. The Alaskan governor also asked if, quote, if while you were on a trip this summer, you know, on the waterways, you're out on them, you witness or experience instances of federal overreach, if you were ticketed, cited, or threatened, we want to know. We want you to contact us and provide the details. And then he kindly asked them to get the hell out. Good. See? This is easy. It's not hard. It's also constitutional. This is exactly what our founders instructed us to do. When the feds do things that are unconstitutional, and over 90% of what the federal government does is unconstitutional, tell them no, then ignore them. Tell them no, and then ignore them. And I've explained this to the past. A lot of you text, we need to secede from the union. No. No, that's not the way the founders told us to handle this. They told us to nullify. And I'm telling you, it's more powerful. It's much more powerful. We were only ever supposed to have a very, very weak central government that would do just a few things. Regulating waterways, education, all of that doesn't fall. What is the governor doing here, by the way? Do you see what he's doing? He's going to take over control of the waterways. What does that mean? What's Alaska rich in? Natural resources. He takes back the waterways. He's going to regain the ability to regulate any natural resources that exist under them. See how this works? It's the first step. Good. Good. Take it back. It's the only way forward in this country. And what would the cumulative effect of this be? You got one state here saying, nope, can't be on our waterways. Get the heck out. You got another state saying, get the heck out of our gun stores. They will run here. I don't care what law you passed. You got another state saying, like North and South Dakota are running through their legislature right now. You will not be regulating energy use in our state. You will not be regulating drilling. You will not be touching pipelines in our state. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Federal government can't fight us all. They can't even, it'd take everything they got to fight one or two of those. Just keep going. Nullify it all. And then just go right on about your business. What are they going to do? About the same as ICE did when the Democrats kicked them out of sanctuary cities. Not a damn thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning on this Good Friday. Every Friday is good, but this is an especially good Friday. Easter Bunny coming to your house this weekend? Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I hear the Easter Bunny is doling out cold hard cash in the eggs this year. That's what I hear. We'll have to see. Yep, no peeps, no jelly beans in my house. No, because they tend to get eaten by the adults, and that's a problem. Yep, so the Easter Bunny is slinging cash. At least while it still has value. Anyway, a new study found each state's favorite Easter treat. And in 14 states, the top answer was hard-boiled eggs. Ugh. Hate hard-boiled eggs. Yuck. Jelly beans won 11 states. Peeps won 8. We're a Peeps state. I don't get the Peeps thing. I never have got... My kids love Peeps, so... It's not in the genes, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, that's the top food, top Easter food people like here in South Carolina. I just think they're kind of ucky, but that's just me. It doesn't taste like something that should be eaten. But people do, and that's that. My weakness is jelly beans. Ugh, can't have them in a house. Can't have them in a house. Yeah. And Cadbury cream eggs, tops in 4 states. I can only eat like half of one of those. Then I have to take a nap. I don't know about you. So anyway, yep, we're counting on the big bunny there, bringing the cash this time and having a raucous Easter egg hunt in our house. So I'll let you know how that went on Monday. Okay, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text writes, I fully support Alaska's actions and strongly believe more states must follow suit. I do fear that the feds have already used their power of the purse to take control of many issues, such as education. Yeah, it's unfortunate. But I tell you what, the states that dropkick the federal government, as we were instructed to do by our founding fathers, are going to be the ones that see massive economic booms. It's going to be huge. Somebody's got to go first. So it's great seeing Alaska go first this morning. And kick the federal government, Interior Department, and Agriculture Department off their rivers. That's a good start. We could work with that. Another great way to do that, to begin nullifying federal... Folks, picture this in the future. Okay, so many of you are so stressed out about the future of the country, and you want to know what is the answer. Well, this is the only answer. Picture this for a moment, because this is where we're going. Federal government is not something to fear. It is an honor system. And the things they're doing are terrible. And the things Democrats have in the queue anyway that they want to pass. It's an honor system. In other words, we go along with what the federal government says, because we believe in its power. When you don't believe anymore, it has no power. It doesn't have a standing army. Never has. That's why they built it that way, so that the feds would be toothless. So picture this. Picture an increasingly mad, totally insane death cult were to get control of, I don't know, the White House, Congress, and the Senate, and decide to do crazy things. So they pass law after law after law after law. And then nothing happens. Nothing happens. What would happen in a system like that? It would break. It would become a punchline. We would do a show like this to laugh at what they passed that will never be implemented in the states. That can happen. It could get to the point where it's a punchline, where they're just producing paper that no one takes seriously, or, you know, maybe 10, 15 blue states still take seriously and the rest of us just laugh at. And then when the Supreme Court rules that we have to do it, we laugh at them too. You can nullify the Supreme Court as well. We were supposed to, if they ruled unconstitutionally. And the whole system just breaks. It does it, but it doesn't break violently. It just falls apart. That can happen. It has to happen. There's no other way forward. And it's got to start somewhere. So I'm thrilled to see Alaska doing this. And you know where our own legislature can start right now? Legalize medicinal marijuana. That's a bill's pending before the Senate. There's a companion bill in the House that's a little more liberal than the other one. We've already got 36 states in which medicinal marijuana is legal, so there's really no point in spending the law enforcement cash to, you know, enforce that law in this state. I mean, it's almost silly. Not when New Mexico not only just legalized recreational, not medicinal, but recreational, but also passed a bill completely wiping away criminal records of those who had been caught, you know, for possession, small amounts, not the drug dealers running the trucks down I-85. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about small amounts possession. It'll wipe all their records clean. Good. You know what that is? Nullification. It's nullification. Federal law says pot is illegal. 36 states don't care. And when it comes to recreational use, we got 24 cases, states where it's legal. So that's nullification. Over 70% of the voters in South Carolina supported. It's a good first step. We don't, you know, if it's too much for Columbia to start kicking them off the waters and to tell them they have no business telling us what to do with guns, that's unconstitutional, that they have no right to do the vast majority of what they do. Let's just flex our little nullification finger on something fun. We'll go, we'll do the first time's always the hardest. Nullify the marijuana law. Just tell them federal law, don't care. Talk to my hand. We'll do what we want here. And then keep going. So I've gotten to the point where if it's a federal law, good, let's nullify it. That's where I am today. Because they are so out of control. We need to nullify, as I explained on the Battleground podcast, we need to nullify, you can get it by texting Battleground to 71307, we need to nullify immigration enforcement as well. Only the state should be doing that. And Ron DeSantis, if you're watching him, is baby stepping up to that. Hasn't quite said he's going to do it yet. He's going to start tracking illegals in their jails, which ICE is no longer allowed to pick up. By the way, there should not even be an ICE. Immigration constitutionally is a state function, not a federal function. And it was for the first 100 years, there was no immigration deportation force or immigration force of any kind in the federal government because it was not legal. And so Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who is heading very quickly in a nullification direction on a lot of issues. You got to watch him. This is where he's going. He's just testing the waters. He just said, we're going to start tracking these. And he's exploring ways for Florida to expel them. Couldn't help but wonder if somebody sent him or someone on his staff the Battleground podcast explaining how to do this. That the only person who should be doing anything in Texas is Governor Abbott in terms of immigration enforcement. That's it. What, you want the wall? Send the guard down to build it. What are they going to do? The only people who have anti-immigration power at all are the governors and the legislatures of states. Biden has none. He can't bar you. He can't force you to let him in, but we're letting them. So DeSantis has begun tracking these illegals that the Supreme Court has ruled they can't touch in that state. They can. That's an unconstitutional decision. It should be nullified, too. We should return to the way we were the first 100 years of the Republic. And he's exploring options for expelling them himself. He has all the options he needs. He just needs to ignore the unconstitutional court rulings and Joe Biden and go for it. You start nullifying folks right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. They can't even keep up with us. And people will laugh when they pass this stuff instead of being afraid. So let's start in our legislature. Go ahead and do it. Hit yes for recreational marijuana. Nullify that federal law. It'll be fun. You know, 70% of people will support you. You're not going to lose your election. It'll be fine. Flex that little nullification finger and the muscle will get stronger and we do it again. First time's always the hardest. Oh my gosh, I did forget. I'm sorry. Several of you accusing me of being a communist for not mentioning Reese's peanut butter Easter eggs. They're the best, Texter writes. Yes, they are. And there will be none of them in my house this year. And no temptation because I can't resist. Yeah, Texter writes, anyone who doesn't say in the list Reese's peanut butter cups is a communist. Probably. Now, the Texter writes the Easter Bunny would be better off giving silver dimes. It's too late. You talking a dime? What, a dime for finding the egg? That's not enough payment. Not enough motivation. No, you need more money than that. Get the kids off the couch. Texter writes, will the states be giving up their federal money? Not in a decade, no. The federal government will go broke if it continues along its current path. I mean, there's no mathematical way it is up and running. I explain why on the Battleground podcast. We'll lose our reserve currency, which will mean we will not be able to print money, which will mean we'll be FUBAR'd in terms of paying back our bills. So no, that's going to become an on issue at the rate we're going. So Wall Street Journal, by the way, talking about this tax hike that I can't say enough about in this infrastructure bill. This is a massive tax hike. It would give us the highest combined corporate tax rate in the industrialized world. What that is essentially is a subsidy provided to other countries by the U.S. government to incentivize U.S. companies to leave. To put it simply, we will have a tax rate higher than communist China. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. By the way, the Wall Street Journal writes this morning, China's corporate tax rate is 25%. It's actually 24 point some change. Compared with the combined 32.4% U.S. federal and state tax rate if Biden's proposal becomes law. Mm-hmm. It was 21 under Trump. So you can't do this. I mean, you're going to have, even if you love America and want to keep your manufacturing facilities here, you're going to have to move them to China. Personally, I think Mexico is a better idea, given the fact that they're firing their coal-fired plants and have announced they're doing it to compete with us in manufacturing. That'll work, by the way. Coal's the cheapest you can use. So the idea that we're going to do this, what is it based on? Joe Biden actually made the demented statement yesterday, and it was truly bizarre, that raising taxes will help us compete with China. Having a higher corporate tax rate than China will help us somehow.
I'm proposing a plan for the nation that rewards work, not just rewards wealth, and put us in a position to win the global competition with China in the upcoming years.
Okay, so what's the plan? This is the bizarre plan, okay? This is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She says we've had a global race to the bottom in corporate taxation because a lot of countries, over a dozen of big industrial countries, cut their taxes lower than the Trump's, you know, under the Trump tax cuts. And so she's saying we've had a global race to the bottom in corporate taxation and we hope to put an end to that. So what they're saying is, well, we'll have the highest corporate tax rate on earth among industrialized countries. But what we hope is, the plan is just to hope that other countries raise theirs too. So the Biden administration is acknowledging here, yeah, we're going to have a higher corporate tax rate than everyone else. But what we really hope is that maybe they'll just change that themselves, because taxes aren't high enough in the world. So we have now moved to our leaders trying to figure out how to not only raise taxes here, but everywhere else too. And they're open about it. They're not kidding. Higher corporate tax rate than communist China. I can't wrap my head around that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I think they are trying to keep Joe in for 2 years so Kamala can serve two full terms. Now, the texter writes, do you mean to say dementia? Joe said another bizarre statement. Yeah, I know. Hard to believe. Another texter writes, if the Fed stop sending us money, South Carolina should make it illegal for employers to forward the workers' portion of payroll taxes. In my opinion, that should be law now. Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of things we could do if we would start researching them. Another texter writes, oh, that's funny. My sister buys the Reese's peanut butter eggs because she knows how I am about them. And then she hides all of them in Easter egg hunts so that I have to go around to all the kids and buy them back. Ah, I see. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we should nullify the IRS. Everything else will fall in place if you do that one. Another texter writes, what is going? Oh, real silver dimes will soon be worth $5 melt value. I don't know. It's crazy. We live in crazy times, folks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!